This is Bart George, and I'm on the phone with Steve Berger. Steve, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you, Bart.
So, Steve, you're working at TCCA, more formally known as?
Tillamook County Creamery Association.
And people may know it because of Tillamook cheese. So what do you do? What does, first of all, tell us a little bit about Tillamook, and then tell us what you do there.
Tillamook Creamery Association is a co-op owned by, so it's over 150 dairies locally. And we produce high-end dairy products. I am formerly IT director. I was reassigned to the project of building a business process management office for the company. And so over the last 6 months or so, we've been putting together teams to discover, document, and understand what our business processes are in the company.
Great. So you decided, as you said, that you would go in and you'd start documenting all these processes. And how did you go about capturing these?
Well, we our president, our CEO, Harold Strunk, who came on board here just in the last year or so, had some experience in the past in business process management. And he, after coming on board, realized that we needed to put something together to really understand where we're at with our business processes if we're going to move forward and compete in today's market. And so it was his suggestion that a group of individuals put together a team, which we'll call Team Connect. Mm-hmm. About nine of us, ranging in positions from directors, key managers, all from a variety of different business units.
So this isn't just IT who's making up the team.
No, it was quality, operations, marketing, engineering. You know, we had a pretty cross-functional group of individuals that contributed and worked at this team.
Very cool. So what did you then use once you got the team together to try and document the processes? Were you using just sticky notes or Excel spreadsheets or
Well, everything from a restaurant napkin to Vizio.
Oh, there you go. The whole gamut.
And everything in between. We had a lot of Excel spreadsheets for documentation. We started out using Vizio, actually, when we started Team Connect. And we did a few processes that way. And it worked okay because we were all used to using Vizio. We're a Microsoft shop. And then in our discovery of Lombardi Blueprint, we switched over and converted our Vizio drawings back into Lombardi because we wanted something that was easy to understand, that really got to the point, that was had some graphic ability to understand and work with, that was hosted. We wanted it to be hosted. The IT department has their hands full just keeping what we have on site running and managed. And so the hosting model is really good for us. We host our HR system, and it's worked good. And so let you guys do all that. You know, you give us the patches, and you take care of all of the infrastructure part of it, and we'll just use the service. That works really good for us.
So how many processes have you documented so far, and are you through with that at this point, at least for the time being?
Well, we started out real similar to your training approach. We put together a high-level process map because we didn't really know where to get started. We ask everybody in the group, you know, what do we do here? What
right.
do we do, and how do we get it in a high-level process map? And our IT director now, Dan Dodge, at the time he was our business systems group manager, came up with a real understandable approach. He said, we buy things, we make things, and we sell things, you know, and that was pretty much says it like it is. And so we started with a high-level process map, taking that concept apart. And we made a high-level map that had about 7 or 8 milestones on it. Very similar to your training approach, where start from the beginning and figure out where the end is and what, you know, all of the key milestone strategic moves that you do in between, and get those down on a high-level process map. And that gets you started. You can start building on that, and then you can take each of those apart as you build processes from within each of those business activities.
Wow, sounds like you guys have been kind of busy.
Well, it took 6 months. Nine of us met 3 days a week for 6 months. It was a real serious, you know, our president was very serious about getting this initiative started and build momentum and get it finished. And so we spent, the hundreds of hours in interviews. I think we interviewed over 125 managers and supervisors in our company. And, from a variety of different cross-functional departments. At any given time, we would have between 5 and 20 people in our interview room asking specific detailed questions about various parts of their business that might have overlapped into other departments. And so, yeah, it was a busy 6 months.
Well, very cool. So now that you've got these all documented, where do you go from here?
Well, we did. We took the outcome of the Lombardi Blueprint, and we were in the process right now of prioritizing a variety of different process changes or improvements. And so, in the next few months, it's the next initiative is to prioritize those and actually start doing some process changes. So that's kind of my role in this business process management office is building a framework for process owners to initiate a improvement, to execute it, and also close it out.
Wow. Well, it'll be interesting to check back with you in a few months and see how things are going at that point. Well, thank you so much, Steve. I appreciate you taking the time to chat with me today.
Okay, it's been my pleasure, and I'll be looking forward to hearing from you.
Okay, thanks, Steve. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.